got two scriptures for you. Two. Two scriptures today. Two passages. Turn with me, if you will, to James chapter 1. And I want to talk about identity today. Did you know identity is important? How you see yourself? Not just what you really are, but what you think you are is very important. I want to talk about that today. There's a lot of that in the Word. You know, self-image didn't start with like self-help and psychology. The Bible has a lot to say about our self-image and how we see ourselves. Amen? James chapter 1 and in verse 22, it says, "But be doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does." Amen. Now for the second passage, let's look to Romans 6. And these two are going to work together very nicely. Romans 6. Everybody teases me because I usually only use one scripture and a lot of stories. So it was not intentional. Just today what was on my heart happened to include two passages. I didn't do it just for that purpose, you know. But Romans chapter 6, and we'll start in verse 5. "For if you have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more, death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once and for all, but the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourself to be dead indeed to sin, but alive unto God in Christ Jesus our Lord." A lot of translations there say, consider yourself. I'm going to use that word as I talk about it today. Verse 12, "Therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust, and do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace." Amen. Now these two passages, the first more familiar even than the second, but neither of them obscure. The first story talks about a doer of the word. How many want to be a doer of the word? And the Bible says that somebody who does the word is somebody that looks into the Bible, looks into the word of God, and they don't forget what kind of person they are or what manner of person they are, but they do the word because they see what kind of person they are. It says the person that doesn't do the word is the person that looks in the mirror, forgets who they are, and then acts in a way inconsistent with who they really are. You know, the Bible's, in that passage that we just read, it compares the Bible with a mirror. How many looked in the mirror this morning before you came to church? I think all of us did, even if it was just a rear view mirror, you know. Everybody looked in some mirror and saw yourself. Now, when you looked in that mirror, you didn't see what you looked like 10 years ago. Isn't that right? Amen. You didn't see what you could look like if you really worked hard and whatever. And you didn't see some future image of yourself. Are you hearing me this morning? When you look in the mirror, you see who you are. You see what you look like today. Oh, thank God. The Bible says that the Word of God is a mirror for us. We don't look in the Word and just see something that we can be if we work real hard. We don't look in the Word and see what we were before. We look in the Word and we see what Jesus Christ has made us today if we're born again by His blood. Amen. And the Bible says that the person who doesn't do the Word is the person that forgets not what they can be, but they forget who they are. I want to remind you about who you are this morning. Amen. Have you looked in the mirror lately? Amen. This mirror, the mirror of the Word of God. Now, you know, then it talks about in Romans, we read this scripture. It's a very good companion scripture to what we're talking about here. Paul's talking about sin, but you could talk about anything that Jesus provided for us by Calvary and interject it into these instructions that he gives in Romans 6. He says, you know, Jesus, the death that he died to sin once and for all, and the life that he lives unto God. And he says, consider yourself. to be dead to sin, but alive unto God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Then he says, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body. So the first thing that Paul deals with in somebody like overcoming sin, the first thing he deals with is their identity before he even tells them to do anything about their actions. Isn't that interesting? He said, first, A, consider yourself to be dead indeed to sin and alive unto God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Then, do not let sin reign in your mortal body. After you remember who you are, then start to deal with your actions. Is this helping anybody? I know it helps me. Praise God. That means that our actions do not reveal who we are. It's quiet. Amen. The Word of God reveals who we are. I heard a story about a man one time. He said, I don't like coming to church because I feel like a hypocrite. Because outside the church, I'm doing all kinds of stuff and, you know, acting crazy and prodigal living and whatnot, you know. And he says, I don't go to church because I feel like a hypocrite when I go to church. Pastor had great wisdom and he said to him, you're not a hypocrite when you're in the church. You're a hypocrite when you're out there in the world and doing all that kind of stuff. When you're in church, you're acting like who you really are. Amen. You gotta look in the mirror. You gotta remember who you are, praise God. Who you are is who Jesus made you. Oh, thank God the Bible says some wonderful things about us. In Ephesians chapter 2, it says that we're raised together with him, far above all principality and power, might and dominion, in every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. And the Bible says he's placed all things under his feet. That means if you're a part of the body of Christ, then it's under your feet. And he's placed all things under your feet, praise God. That's a good thing today. The Bible says, the good things about it says he's given us authority in the name of Jesus, the same authority that he sent the 70 out with, and that by that authority we tread on serpents and on scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us, praise God. Bible says he hasn't given us a spirit of Bible says he hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. How many are glad to be free from fear today? No, you say, but you don't understand. I'm afraid. No, I said, how many are glad to be free from fear today? Because if you looked in the mirror this morning, it already says that you're not bound by fear and you're not hoping to get a spirit of power, but it's already in you. Amen. That's your identity. You're not a coward. You're not fearful. You're not timid because God has placed inside of you his spirit of power. And if you'll look in the mirror, you'll see that's exactly who you are. Praise God. And the only reason that you've acted in fear is because you haven't looked in the mirror and you've acted in a way inconsistent of who you really are and what your identity is. Hallelujah. Consider yourself. He said to him in Romans 6, he said to us all, consider yourself to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. How are you considering yourself this morning? Do you consider yourself who Jesus died for you to be? Do you consider yourself, praise God, what he created you to be? Do you consider yourself his child? Do you consider yourself dead to sin and alive unto him? Do you consider yourself more than a conqueror, praise God? Because that's who you are. I'm not here to tell you that's who you can be. I'm telling you if you're born again, that's who you are. That's what the mirror says. How many know the mirror don't lie? Amen. That's what the mirror says. You say, I don't feel like it. Doesn't matter what you feel like. The mirror says what you are. Amen. Don't try. See, people, see what Paul said in there in Romans chapter 6. He said, consider yourself to be dead indeed to sin and alive unto God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Then do not let sin reign in your mortal body. So often we got it backwards. Okay, as soon as I stop letting sin reign in my mortal body, then I'll consider myself to be dead to sin and alive to God. Have you ever? Amen. We've all done that, right? Okay, as soon as these symptoms leave, I'll consider myself healed. All right, after my needs are met, then I'll know God blesses me. Are you hearing me? No, look in the mirror. Your circumstances don't reveal who you are or your identity. Don't look to your circumstances to see what God has made you. You got to look in the mirror. That's why the Bible says walk by what? Faith and not by sight. How does faith come? Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. What does that mean? Faith comes by looking in the mirror. Amen. Because when you look in the mirror, you see how things really are. Then you walk by what's in the mirror and you're not distracted by the lies. Man, I'm stirred up. I'm just, praise God. Anybody getting encouraged? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, because the devil, he's the accuser of the brethren. And he tries to give you a false identity. He tries to tell you that you're something that you're not. He tries to tell you that you're going to die. He tries to tell you that you're a failure. He tries to tell you that you're no good. He tries to tell you that you're filled with fear. You hear these testimonies up here about people going on the street. He tries to say, you can't do that. But you know, the thing is that your identity is just like these people's identity who gives these testimonies. Amen. You're cut out of the same cloth. You got the same spirit inside of you. And when you look in the mirror, you see the same image. Amen. Praise God. A false identity. See, that's what the problem, the people who don't do the word, it's because they've got identity problems. Identity issues. A false identity. But thank God it's not an incurable disease. The Bible tells us we could look in the mirror and continue to look in the mirror and look steadfastly in the mirror and not look at, like, you know, some idea someday, I hope when I grow up, I hope to be like that. No, this is who you are right at this moment is what you see in the mirror. Hallelujah. When you look in the word and it says you're healed today. Praise God. When you look in the word and it says you're blessed and not cursed, you're blessed today. Not when your circumstances change. But you see, that's what Paul said. He didn't say just ignore the circumstances, but he said, first, consider yourself to be dead indeed to sin, alive unto God in Christ Jesus. And then from that position, take authority and do something about the circumstances. Because I don't know if you've noticed this or not. It's very difficult to act in a way that's inconsistent with the way you see yourself. Almost impossible. You know, you could kind of grit it out sometimes and force it, but you're going to always come back to kind of what you, how you see yourself. That's why it's so important to have the right identity. Isn't that right? Amen. That's why Paul said he knew this. He knew this by the Spirit of God. He said, the first thing you got to do, brothers and sisters, is recognize who you are in Christ Jesus. You are dead indeed to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. The death that he died to sin, he died once and for all. That's what you are also. The death you died to sin. Consider yourself also. Amen. Consider yourself also. The Bible says, as he is, so are we in this world. Praise God. And then from that position of identity, once you remember who you really are, once you look in the mirror, then you look around at those lying circumstances around you and you say, you are a lie. I am not sick. I am not defeated. I am not bound. I am who Jesus says I am. And you take your garbage, devil. You get out of my life and you leave me be, because I'm going to live like who I really am. Hallelujah. The truth is the mirror. The truth is the word. Thank God. The truth is what Jesus did for you. The devil, he's a liar. His death, his destruction, his failure, his pain and his suffering, it's a lie. And it's not in the mirror, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We look in the mirror. One of the things I really keep thinking about is, you know, even in that Romans 6, you could interject, like I said, so many things there. Healing is an important one. You know, it's important to be healed in your soul even before you're healed in your body. Isn't that right? I mean, I've prayed for people at times and I you know, the symptoms instantly leave, some kind of pain or something, and they could do something. I said, how you doing? Well, I feel good for now. I tell them, don't say that, you know, for now. Amen. What would cause you to say that? You know, I want to say to somebody, why would you say that? Why would you say it that way? Why would you choose those words? Are you hearing me? Why would you choose to say for now? Why wouldn't you say, praise God, it's gone. I'm so thankful he set me free. I'm done with this. Thank God, that's the answer I've been looking for. Why would you say for now? Because there's something that needs to happen in the soul. You hearing me today? Amen. It's an identity thing, but it's okay. Everybody say it's okay. Okay. Turn to your neighbor and say it's curable, neighbor. It's curable. You just got to look in the mirror a little more. And you got to remind yourself, oh yes, I'm not that sick, bound person that the devil said I was. I'm the healed of the Lord by the stripes of Jesus Christ. That's my identity. And this garbage that's been trying to come against me, that's the lie. And I choose not to believe it. Praise God. You just got to look in the mirror. Amen. And remember who you are. Oh yeah, that's who I am. Oh yeah, that's what I am right now. I forgot for a minute. But you just look back in the mirror and you say, that's right. That's right. I'm the victor. Hallelujah. I'm the master, not the servant of sickness, disease, sin, and the works of the enemy. Amen. Oh yeah, I'm not under his feet. He's under my feet.
He, oh yeah, that's right. I forgot. I got to look in the mirror. He doesn't have dominion over me. I've got dominion over him. Praise God. Oh yes, I'm not the conquered. Oh, hallelujah. I'm not the conquered. But he's the one who's been conquered. And Jesus had the keys to death, hell, and the grave. Praise God. And in him, I'm victorious over anything that would ever try to come against me. Hallelujah. That's right. That's who I am. Praise God. Yeah, we forget for a minute sometimes. But there's a way to solve it, praise God. You just got to look back in the mirror. Look at the reality, you see. Just learn to trust the Word as your reality, praise God. That's all a doer of the Word does, is they look in the Word and they say, you know what, that's my reality. The Word of God is my reality. What Jesus has made me, that's my reality. It's a simple key, praise God, and that's how we live in victory, and that's how we walk in the Word and do everything that He's called us to do. How many understand that that's, you know, that's some people who have testimonies as the teams go out. There'll probably be some new folks going out today. It's just an identity issue. Who are you? Praise God. God lives inside of you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Whatever you're going to face out there, the spirit inside of you is greater than any spirit, any force, anything that you'll face out there when you go out. Amen. Greater is he that's inside of you. You're anointed, the Bible says. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. You just got to remember. You look in the mirror. The Bible says you're anointed. How many anointed people do we have today? The Bible says you have an anointing. You're anointed just like Jesus. Same anointing that was on him, it's on you. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Why? To preach the gospel to the poor. You forgot that you've got supernatural ability to do what these teams have been going out to do. You know, I like what Josh said. He said, it seems like those people were supernaturally receptive to the message. Absolutely. We're not selling Tupperware, folks. You know, this isn't an Avon party, man. This is 99% supernatural. It's a supernatural message. There's a supernatural God that lives in us. Amen. There's a supernatural God that draws those people. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. That's what you see. That's why those people seem supernaturally receptive, because they are supernaturally receptive. This is not natural business we're conducting here. This is God's business. And it ought to look different than the way the world does business. I expect it to be supernatural when I go out there. I expect testimonies. Like you said, that woman you walked up to and she was like, yeah, man, I'm ready. Here, you know, I remember Nate and I, the first Impact meeting. We're out there on James Brown Plaza. He had a camera and we were going around, you know, visiting all the teams. And as we go out, these two ladies see us across the plaza and they were like, hey, come take our picture. And we're like, man, this is an opportunity. And we shoot over there, you know. And, you know, we're teamworking it, so Nate's clicking off some pictures with the camera, and I'm getting into the spiel, you know, I'm getting warmed up. Well, here we go, step one. What can I pray with you about today? And they just both looked down, and they said, we got to get saved. Amen. I didn't even get to point two, man. I was like, but I'll tell you what, man, I turned into R.W. Schombach then. I was like, you have met the right people, hallelujah. Actually, just the first woman said, I got to get saved. And I said, what about you? And she said, I fell off the wagon. She said, I got to get back on. I said, yes, you have met the right people. Remember, man, they were in service that night. They were at the Impact meeting. Praise God. But that's supernatural. It ought to be supernatural. This isn't natural. We're not selling magazine subscriptions or some political campaign. This is the work of the one true living God, and he lives inside of us. Praise God. Amen. Bless God, ought not to be anything natural hardly about ministry. Just a very small bit. Amen. Much larger percentage of it should be supernatural. So how do you know that, Brother Jeremy? Look at Jesus. Man, when they needed to feed people, they had a miracle. When they needed tax money, they had a miracle. For crying out loud, when he needed to get to his next meeting, he walked on water. Amen. And not because he didn't have a boat, just because he thought it would be cool. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's the kind of person that you are. A supernatural person. Person who God lives inside of, a God man, a God woman. Jesus didn't come and demonstrate everything God can do. He came and demonstrated everything a man with God inside of him could do. And that's what you are. When you look, what is the mirror really? The mirror is Jesus. The Bible says it this way. The Bible says, as he is, so are we in this world. That's why everything he did, he was always inviting you into it. Remember when he cursed the fig tree? The disciples said, how did you cast the fig, you know, how did the fig tree wither so soon? He didn't say, well, let me tell you how I did this. He said, you know what? You could do what was done to the fig tree. Didn't he? He said, not only that, but you can also say to a mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And then he put it in the word so all of us could read it and get that invitation into his kind of life. Because that's the kind of people that we are, thank God. And then, you know, when he was there in John 14:12, they'd been watching all these miracles. And he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, truly, I say unto you, whoever believes in me, the works that I'm doing, they'll do also. And he's not talking about carpentry. Whosoever believeth in me, the works that I do, would they do also, and greater works than these, because I go unto the Father. He said, whatever you ask in my name, that I will do. So he wasn't demonstrating what God's ability was. He was demonstrating what God and man could do. And he always invited us into it. You know, even that time when Peter was walking on water, he didn't say, Peter saw him and he said, Master, if that you bid me come unto you on the water. Jesus didn't say, no, Peter, I'm the Messiah. Have a seat. You know, no, he said, come on, Peter. Come on out here where I am. Praise God. Come on out and walk above the circumstances. Come on out and do what man thinks is impossible. Did you know that's what he's calling you onto today? He's saying, come on out with me, church. Come on, get out of the boat. Get out of the limitations. Look at your true identity, who you are. Amen. Don't look to the world as your example. Look to Jesus as the mirror, because that's what our identity is today. Praise God. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, look in the mirror. It's who you really are. Amen. Praise God. Are you glad about it? All right, then shout amen. Amen. Praise God. It's good. It's good, isn't it? It's good to remember who you are today. If you walk out of here, I guarantee if you'll change your identity, you can change your actions. The Bible says that was the key to a doer of the word. The key to a doer of the word was a person who had the right identity. And it said that the only reason that a person didn't do the word was because they forgot what manner of man they were. Amen. Praise God. You ever struggle with sickness? It's only because you forgot that you were a healed man, a healed woman. Amen. You forgot what manner of person you were. Amen. Sin, Bible says, consider yourself. Paul said, here's the secret. Consider yourself like Jesus, dead indeed to sin, alive unto God in Christ Jesus. Then therefore, everybody say therefore. Therefore. You know what Brother Hagin used to say? Whenever you see a therefore, find out what it's there for. Amen. It's still funny. It's been like, a lot of years. It's still funny. So, therefore, he said, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, because you are already dead indeed to sin and alive unto God. From that position, take authority over the circumstances. Amen. From the platform of where Jesus seated you, thank God. Don't go, face the attacks of the enemy that come against you don't try to get healed. You hearing me? Realize the fact that you are. And then tell the devil he's a liar and chase him off and run off his lying symptoms. Amen. It makes all the difference in the world. It's not just a slight different perspective on things. It's what you have and it's who you are right now. Don't try to get blessed in your life. Oh, I got to get God's blessing. Realize you are blessed and then start speaking to those lying circumstances that say you're not. Because Jesus has made you blessed. Praise God. Bible says that you're the head and not the tail. Don't fight and scrape and scratch and I got to make that happen all the time, not believing that you are. Recognize your identity first and then walk out who you really are from the inside. Amen. Let's make some confessions. Does that sound all right today? Make some declarations. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Man, aren't you thankful for what he's done for you?
My God, I know we all got lying circumstances in our life, but there is a truth. And we looked, took a glimpse in the mirror this morning. Keep looking in the mirror. As you keep going, you keep looking in the mirror. See what the mirror says you are. See who it says you, what you have. Now it's not telling you what you can be if you worked hard. See who you are. Those going out with the teams on the afternoon today, you want to do the word. You want to act and do the right thing. Just remember who you are. Praise God. Remember who you are. Praise God. You're the answer that people have been looking for. Amen. You've come as bearing the message that they need to hear. You come not in your own ability, but God's ability. Just remember who you are. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Those who need ministry for healing today or even received healing in the past meetings or tonight, don't try to get it. Just remember, you know, try to get it like, oh, I got to get it. Remember who you are, and then we'll just take authority over the lie, and hallelujah, and you just walk out who you are. That's why I always tell people to do something. Move that leg. Move that arm. Stretch forth that arm. Take a deep breath. I'm saying act on reality. Act on what's true, and let's chase off that lie. Hallelujah. Stirred up. Let's make those confessions. Let's say them all together. Amen. I am what the Bible says I am. Right now. I don't need to wait for one circumstance to change. Right now. No matter what mess I'm in. The truth is, I'm victorious. I'm an overcomer. I'm healed. My needs are met. I'm walking in victory. I'm going to make it. I'm going to win. I'm going to finish my race. I'm going to do all that God called me to do. The devil's a liar. He's not my master. He has no control nor dominion over me. I'm the one with the control and dominion. I'm seated next to God. In Christ Jesus. All things are under my feet. Hallelujah. Every name that's named. Every name that's named in this world. And the one to come. Thank you, Jesus, for making me a victor. For setting me free. I'm free today. I'm free from every force of darkness. I don't care what my circumstances say. The truth is, right now, I'm free. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. That's who you are. Turn to your neighbor and say, that's who you are. If you're a child of God, that's exactly who you are. That's exactly who you are. Praise God. From that position, if there's something that says it's not, then do something about it. Take authority over it. You're a lie. You don't belong in my life. Every person, that's the story of every person that we've seen healed on the streets or in the services, is that the reality was that Jesus already bought their healing, and we just enforced that reality by his name. Amen?